Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon solar eclipse that's happening on April 8th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and how these energies may affect you over the next, say, 6 months to a year as the storyline of this eclipse unfolds. So before we get into it, of course, this is a general forecast. If you're interested in your own personal numerology reading, where we'll take a look at your own personal numerology, just book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, so let's take a look. Life path 11-2. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 31-4 as well as snail energy. And I'll tell you, these two energies correlate so beautifully together because 4 energy typically comes in and slows things down. It makes us pay attention to the details as opposed to being solely focused on the grander, bigger vision. And so you could find that you're sort of being slowed down a little bit, right? To pay attention to the finer details and to make sure that, you know, whatever it is that you're building, whatever it is that you're putting your energy into is something that is solid, is going to potentially last the test of time, right? It's more sustainable. This is very foundational energy. So it's looking at your foundations. It's looking at your core, whether that's your emotions or again, whatever it is that you're building or how you're showing up to things. It's very foundational. And so when we move through a 4 cycle, it's asking us to look at those foundations and make sure that whatever we're building on those foundations, we're not building on sand. So the details are very, very important. Being methodical, being practical, having a system or some kind of strategy in place is going to be really, really important over the next 6 months for you all. Also, patience. Patience is going to be key. So whatever it is that you commit to at this time, again, or over the next 6 months, is going to require your persistence, dedication, perseverance. You're basically starting to summit a mountain. And so you're going to have to continue that summit until you reach, or continue that trek until you reach the summit, right? Which is going to take some time. And so the 4 just slows us down to make sure that we're taking the right steps, right? That we don't have to come back, circle around and clean it up later. And of course, snail energy is along that same mindset, right? It's very much about pacing yourself, steadfastness, right? Making sure that you slow and steady wins the race, so to speak. Patience, great things don't happen quickly, typically. Usually there's a process, there's a dedication that's involved in it, a commitment. And so again, over the next 6 months, you all could find that you're being asked to commit to something, continue to show up for it, see it through to completion. Anytime we're in a 4 cycle and whenever we initiate something in a 4 cycle, we're typically going to be asked to see it through to completion in order to see the rewards of it. And so, and you'll know when that time, when that completion has come, right? You'll know when the time is right to release it or to stop investing your energy into it, whatever it may be. Whether it's the thing has come to fruition or it just feels like it's complete. So again, I would say this is a time to commit, to continue to show up and to find solutions for the obstacles that will likely occur, right? This is a very solution-focused energy. So make sure that whatever is presented to you over the next, say, 6 months to a year, you're looking for the solution and how can you, achieve that solution? How can you make it happen? And it might be that you have to call in help to do that, and that's fine. But really, patience is going to be your mantra. It's going to be what sort of gets you through the next 6 months. Now, with a 31-4 energy, I would say be careful of disorganization. So this is not going to be a time for procrastination. This is not going to be a time for just throwing something at the wall and seeing what sticks and then going with that or flying by the seat of your pants, so to speak. This is going to be a time for, again, organization, a system, having, a plan. Have a plan and follow it. And then follow through with it. Cooperation is also going to be highlighted at this time. So don't be too prideful. It can be really easy to get stuck in the, well, I'm going to be overly or hyper independent. I can do it myself. This is not the time for that. This is going to be the time for collaboration, for, you know, asking for assistance, for recognizing your limitations, and then calling in the assistance that you need to be able to either manage or overcome those limitations. So don't get too stuck in your pride at this time. Don't let your emotions drive your actions either. This is a time for it to keep your emotions in check, so to speak, to make sure that you're not too reactionary and that your emotions aren't driving your actions, right? There's thought that goes into it. There's a strategy. There's planning. And you're not being so prideful that you're cutting yourself off from receiving the assistance that could actually help you to achieve whatever it is you're trying to achieve. When it comes to like relationships and that sort of thing, again, this is a very foundational energy. So there's something here about building strong foundations with others. And of course, that's going to take collaboration and compromise and communication and all of those very like grounded energies to make it work and to make it, you know, be something lasting. So again, if you're committing to some kind of a relationship under this energy, just know that it's going to require effort. It's going to require time and patience and persistence, right? And for you to be showing up, you know, again, not too much in your pride where it's all like that you can do it yourself, okay? The more that you can find ways to work with others, the more success you'll see under this energy, because it really is that not trying to do it yourself. It's really that energy of working smarter, not harder, right? And how can you do that with others? So interesting energy here, but this is great if you're looking to start some kind of project or work, you know, new job or something like that, or if you're going to start your own business or create something or build something. Great energy for like, you know, building a home or buying or selling a home and then making that home feel like yours, like your castle, right? Like you creating something from that space. Same thing with relationships. Any big commitments that you make at this time are foundational or meant to be foundational. So they'll likely be in your life for a good time to come, right? Like a good period to come. So just make sure that it feels right, that your heart's in it, that it feels good, right? And be patient. That's a big one. Patience and organization are going to be your keynotes for the next 6 months, I would say, 11s. So, and with that, you can create some amazing, amazing things. So, and contribute towards some amazing, amazing things. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, 11s. Bye for now.